Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 70s outside. It's a beautiful, breathtaking day. I call it often a terrific Tuesday. And how joyous it is to be able to come to the radio mic again and update you on how our great God is continuing to move in power and glory upon the scene. We do give Him the glory for what He is doing, and we're careful to praise Him. He is a faithful God. He is just. He is true. He is wonderful. He is amazing. He is marvelous. He is magnificent. That's Him. And we give Him the glory for, again, for what He continues to do. Thank you for praying and believing God with us that we could see more churches started and see more people saved for the glory of God. Excuse me. Thank you for praying for the aviation ministry. God willing, tomorrow, as I make the broadcast, right after the broadcast, I'll be headed up to Oxford, Maine to retrieve the Cessna 310. Finally. It's been in the shop since January, and we'll be retrieving it, putting it back in service for the glory of God. Our first trip, no doubt, will be all the way to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where I'll be preaching, and we're believing God that He would help us and use us for His glory as we continue to see the gospel expanded and go into the highways and hedges and into the next towns of New England. In your Bible today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in Psalms chapter number 3, a Psalm of David. When he fled from Absalom, his son, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. A very sobering verse in the Word of God. There's many that say, ah, there's no help. There's no help for you. There's no help in God. But then the psalm changes tunes. And in Psalms 3, verse number 3, as the tune is changed, he simply comes to this understanding. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Yes, many were saying there's no help in God. Many were saying that you're backed up against the wall. You're not going to be able to make it. There's many that are increased that trouble you. What are you going to do? And the psalmist simply says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. And our choir sings that song from the very deep of our hearts. And we begin to sing, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my head. Woo! You might as well shout today. Now, you might be backed up in a corner. There might be many around you saying, there is no help for your soul, and there is no help in God. But we all know better than that. Thank God today, the Lord is a shield for me. He is my glory. He is the lifter up of my head. The psalmist said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. I love that song that we sing. I love the psalm. I love every part of it. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. The world may say, you're going down. The enemies of the gospel may say, you're going down. But we got to rise up in verse number 6 and be like David of old. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. This is an encouraging psalm. This is a psalm that will set your fields on fire. Thank God cause you to want to shout and put your hands up in the air. I want you to be encouraged today. The God of heaven is the one that He's our shield. He's our protector. He's our one that causes us to keep going on for Him. May the Lord strengthen our hearts and encourage us today like only He can. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.